Good afternoon. High clouds are beginning to infiltrate our area here as our high pressure begins to shift eastward. We are going to continue to see clouds advance into the area as we see a strong area of low pressure develop northeastward in the central plains. This will eventually push that high pressure out of the region, so as a result, we will be seeing rain gradually spreading into the region from the southwest to northeast in the afternoon and evening. Areas north of I-90 may remain mainly dry for much of the daylight hours, as the best chance for that rain remains focused south. Highs today will be cooler than yesterday, but still a few degrees warmer than normal from I-90 north, as there will still be a window for warming as those clouds look to arrive later on in the day. Rain showers become more widespread overnight tonight, falling heavy at times as temperatures drop down into the mid-30s and low 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, rain and thunderstorms will continue to expand eastward through the Midwest and the Ohio Valley into the mid-Atlantic ahead of a warm front today. In addition, severe weather is possible through tonight from the mid-Mississippi Valley to the Midwest and across much of the Ohio Valley ahead of an approaching cold front. The most likely area of seeing severe weather is expected to be across northern Illinois per the Storm Prediction Center, as a triple point of the fronts associated with the low pressure system approaches. Elsewhere, the next upper level trough is forecast to impact the Pacific Northwest through the weekend, which will bring locally heavy rain to the coastal ranges. The Cascades will brace for heavy snow with as much as 1 to 2 feet of new snowfall going through Sunday night before the next front arrives on Monday with a new round of heavy precipitation. The past 24 hours, lower 48 state temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Zapata, Texas, to a low of negative 7 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, we are looking at rain showers with a high near 57. In Boston, a steady increase in clouds with a high near 55. And in Buffalo, rain showers with a high near 51. Taking a look at the Albany, New York climate normals for the day today, the average high is 50 degrees while the average low is 30. The record high of 85 was set back in 1945 while the record low of 3 was set back in 1923. Today's sunrise was at 6:44 a.m. The sun is set to set at 7:17 p.m. That is a total of 12 hours and 33 minutes of daylight. It's an additional 2 minutes and 53 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts. For the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies this afternoon with highs reaching into the low 50s. For the night tonight, rain showers finally arrive in the region with overnight lows dropping down into the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies early on. We'll see rain showers arriving as we work our way towards the evening hours as highs reach near the mid-50s for the night tonight. Rain showers looking to continue and maybe even seeing some patchy fog developing past sunset. Overnight lows looking to drop down into the upper 30s and low 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at that chance for rain shower to increase this afternoon with highs reaching near the mid-40s. For the night tonight, rain showers looking to continue as we'll see our overnight lows drop down right around the low 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we will see a steady increase in cloud cover and then the chance for rain, especially as we work our way closer towards the late afternoon and into the early evening hours. Highs looking to reach near the upper 40s and low 50s for the night tonight. Rain showers continuing with overnight lows dropping down towards the upper 30s. For the greater capital district, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are looking at a steady increase in cloud cover as our highs look to get towards the low to mid-50s. We'll see a chance for rain as we work our way into the later part of the afternoon hours. For the night tonight, rain showers looking to continue with overnight lows falling into the low 40s and upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, rain showers look to continue on and off throughout the course of the day. As we work our way into the afternoon, we may even see the chance for possibly a few thunderstorms. Highs for the day tomorrow looking to be right around that 50-degree mark. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.